Vayter in Shas, we're in Kiddushin of Lamed Zayin, picking up on Lamed Vav, Lamed Vav, Lamed Vav, about a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Let's talk to Halakha Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shi talui baritz. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain all this. Any mitzvah that's dependent on the land, inun eretz to the baritz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. V'shein talui baritz, if not dependent on the land, no hegis being baritz, but the chutzaritz applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzaritz. Beep, turn the page, Lamed Zayin. Chutz bin ha'or l'v'kilayim. Except for Arl and Kilayim, Rashi says, even though it's talui baritz, still, it's knowing b'chutz la'aretz, or you know, the first 3 years, it's us to eat the fruits, and that's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It says, Rashi, v'kilayim is, you know, to do certain mixtures in the ground, and that's b'divrei sofrim, like we see in Lamed Ches Mabes. That applies even in chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer, omer, af, chadash, even chadash, Rashi says, mila ochel, l'fnei omer, to eat it before the omer. What that means is that if you plant grains in the ground, right, you now eat them until the carbon omer is brought. Once the carbon omer is brought, then it's called yashin. Before it's called chadash, and that applies even in chutz la'aretz. Zokta hay. Well, we're going to see the Gemara is going to explain whether that's true what I just said. But here we go. My taluya or my shein taluya. What does that mean? Dependent on the land or not dependent on the land? What exactly does that mean? If taluya dependent on the land means the word bia, Rashi says, meaning to say that shetala kasav bebias haaretz, the pasuk is dependent on coming into the land of Israel. Could go and kisavo, like when you come into the land of Israel, or kiyaviacha. If that's what you say, what it's talking about, v'shein taluya deloksiv bia, and when it's not taluya means when it doesn't say the word bia. Vary tefillin petachamor deksiv bia, but we know the mitzvah tefillin mitzvah petachamor has a lashon of bia in it. And that is at Petach Hamor, it says, that's Yaviacha, right? That's coming into the land over there. So clearly, what does that mean to say? Yet we know supplies both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. So clearly, it can't mean that that's what it's dependent on. This is what it means to say. Kol mitzvah shechovas haguf, any mitzvah that's it's a chova on the body, then Rashi says hainu eino tluya ba'aretz. That's not considered, you know, tluya ba'aretz. It's on the body itself. Then applies to chutz laaretz and eretz yisrael. Chovas karka in an eretz yisrael, but something on the land itself. Rashi says mutalas al karka al gidulav kigon trumos hamaisos chala leket shichal peah shvias chadash arla and kilayim. All these would apply only in eretz yisrael. Minani mili. How do we know that though, when it comes to the land versus a personal obligation? The land's only eretz yisrael and the personal is in eretz is all over. The tanu rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. The full pasuk says like this: Eila chukim v'mishpatam shatishmu la'asos ba'aretz asher nasan Hashem elokei avosecha l'chol u'bishto kol yomim asher atem chayim al adama. These are the statutes and the judgments that you shall guard to perform in the land that Hashem your God, that Hashem the God of your fathers, has given to you to take possession of it all the days that you live on earth. Now we break it down. We break it down and we expound on each one of these. Eila chukim. These are the statutes. Eila midrashos. Means these are the ones that are expounded on, not written out explicitly, but things that are expounded on by the rabbis. So mishpatim elodinim, this is talking about the laws. Asher tishmurun zu mishnah, it's talking about the mishnah. Asher shemeviyah lidei maisa, dechsev tishmurun laasos, laasos zu maisa, that the actual acting things out of the mitzvos. Ba'aretz, then it says lame ba'aretz. Yachal kol mitzvos kulan lo yudor gunala ba'aretz. You would have thought, because it says ba'aretz, that only mitzvos should only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud lomer, kol hayam v'shetam chayim ala adama. Therefore it says, all the days that you live on the adama, on the earth, which means in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Yisrael. Rashi says bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. I kol hayamim, and if it would have, and if the Torah would only have written all the days, Yachal Yunogun, Ben Baris, Ben Mechotzarets, then I would have thought that all the mitzvahs apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Lomer, Ba'aretz, if it says the words, Ba'aretz, which is limiting certain mitzvahs just Eretz Yisrael. Acha Shariba, Kosov, Amiyot, once the pasuk is including and then excluding, Tseulamad, Mimasha Amr Be'inyan, let's go out and learn that which we learned in this idea from the Indian that we're talking about. And look at the next pasuk, Abed to Abdunis, Kolam Akomos Asher Avdu Sham, you destroy completely the places where they did Avodah Zarah. And what do we learn? Ma Avodah Zkochavim, Yuchedesh Shechovas Haguf, just like Avodah Zkochavim, the mitzvah to go and destroy all the place of Avodah Zkochavim is nothing to do with the land or its produce, but to do only on the body. Vino heges bein baris bein mechutzar. That applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. Af kol she chovas haguf heges bein baris bein mechutzar. Still, to anything that's a chovas haguf applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. But if it's chovas of the karka, then it applies only in Israel. Period. Next, next part of the mission said chutz mina arla. It says chutz mina arla v'kilayim. That apply even in chutzlar. It says the Gemara chutz mina v'kilayim ibaylehu ibaylehu. Obviously, we had a ton of commas speaking up, and then Rabbi Eliezer comes and he says, "Oh, by the way, af chadash, even chadash." So now we want to know, Rabbi Eliezer, lekula palig or lechumra palig? Is he coming to be makel or is he coming to be machmir over here? In other words, is he saying that chadash even applies in chutzaretz, or is being makel? No, it doesn't apply in chutzaretz. Now, it seems a little strange, the question, because based off the way that the structure of the Mishnah seems to be saying that, except for Arlen Kilayim, Rila says even chadash, it sounds like it's saying even that's going to be chutzaretz. And that the Gemara is going to come out with, but still we're going to see the reason why you could think the other way. Says the Gemara, Rila, l'kula palig, l'chumra palig, l'chumra palig, let's see the size, l'chumra palig, v'chumra tanakam, is what it means to say. The tanakam is saying, chutzman Arlen Kilayim, except for Arlen Kilayim, that all the mitzvahs of the land only apply in Eretz Yisrael, except for Arlen Kilayim, which is connected to the land, but even apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Hilchos HaGemira, because we have Halacha Moshe Misinai to say that these things apply even outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Af al gav the ikel lemeimer chovas karka, because even though you could have said that it's, you know, this is chovas karka, but still we have Halacha Moshe Misinai. Aval chadash ba'aretz in b'chutzar etzlo. When it comes to chadash, that's going to be only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Now, we do have in the Pasuk, Rashi points out, Chukas Olam L'Doroseichem B'chol Moshvoseichem, an eternal statue for your generations in all your dwellings. So, interestingly, so now we can try to figure this out. So, my time, why is it a Chadash Ba'aretz in B'chutz La'aretz Lo? And that's what the Gemara says. Now, my time was pshat, they were going to say the Chadash doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though the Pasuk says over here, Bechol Moshe Seichem is Moshav La'achar Yerusha V'Shiva Mashma. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that Moshav, when over here, Moshe Seichem, the dwelling means after they take over the land of Israel and they split it up. And according to that, Foster Rabbi Eliezer, the Mimer, Av Chadash Noig Bein Baritz, B'chutz La'aretz, no, it applies in Baritz, and Chutz La'aretz is being Machmir. My time, Moshav, Bechol Makom, Shatem Yoshem, which means Chol Moshe Seichem, anywhere where you dwell, even if outside of Eretz Yisrael. Odilma, the opposite. Odilma, Lekula Palig, V'alchikam, Tanakam, Mib is being Mikal. And this is what the Tanakama is saying. He's saying, Chutz Min Ha'olav, Kilayim, the Hilchus of Gemir, Lotz Halachom, Shemisi, and those apply even outside of Chutz La'aretz. V'akol Shekein Chadash, and certainly, Chadash also applies in Chutz La'aretz. The Moshav Kol Makom, the Shatam Yoshem Ashbet says Moshav Moshav Seichem means anywhere you dwell. And on that, Vaser Bilez, remember Chadash Eino No Yalav Aretz. No, it only applies there to Saul. The Moshav Lach Yerushav Yeshiva Mashbet, because he takes the other approach, the other side that we looked at in the first way we learned it, and that means only after they took the settlement of Eretz Yisrael. Am I Af? Then what does it mean Af? Because the way the structure is Chutz Min Ha'olav Kilayim. Rabbi Lez Amar Af Chadash. Mean what it means is a Kamaisa. Even Chadash only applies in the land of Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. So that's where now we have two opinions over here. What is Rabbi Lezer of the, what's he holding over here? Toshima, let's try to figure this out. The Amar Abai, Man Tana de Poligali Rabbi Lezer. Abai said, who is the Tana that's arguing with Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah? No, it's this Tana come over here. Who is it? Rabbi Yishmal, he's Rabbi Yishmal, the Tanya. As we learned in Abai, this is about the word Moshe Seichem that has to do with nisachim, wine libation, right? Lilamedcha shekol makom shenemer bo moshav eino ela la'achar Yerusha v'shiva divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That is the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Any place it says moshav eino ela la'achar Yerusha v'shiva divrei Rabbi Yishmael, so we see it's only Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to, as we see the other opinion, is going to be obviously the one who's arguing that's going to be even chutzaretz. I'm going to Rabbi Kiva said to him, Hare Shabbos in a Rebbe Moshevos, so no goes bein baritz bein chutz la'aretz. Shabbos has that lashon of Moshevos, and we know it's even in chutz la'aretz. So what are you talking about over here? So it must be even in Eretz, even in chutz la'aretz. So Melo says back to him, Shabbos kavachomer. I say, no, really, it means only in Eretz Yisrael. And Shabbos has a kavachomer to say that it's going to be even outside. Ma mitzvos kalos no hagos bein baritz bein chutz la'aretz. If you have the mitzvos that are more kal or more lenient, they apply in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. Shabbos chamir lo koshkin. Shabbos more machmir. Of course, it's going to apply outside of it. But at the end, now we go to see the fact of what we come out that Midamer Abaye Mantana the Poly Galil Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel. We said to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says that Moshe Seicha Moshe Sam means only Eretz Yisrael. Shma Mina Rabbi Elazar Luchem Rapolig. He's more Machmir saying even that applies in Chutz Laaretz, even Chadash. So the Tanakhama says Orlin Kilaim, and he's saying even Chadash. Shma Mina. Period. Now let's break down this braisa a little bit. Michti Rabbi Shmuel Ahei Chakai. On what pasuk is Rabbi Shmuel saying this idea about Moshe Voseh is talking about Eretz Yisrael after they settled there? On Nesachim is talking about Nesachim by Labations. Benesachim, Frek the Gemara, Benesachim, beep, turn the page. Lamazem Abbas, Bia U Moshe Ksivbahu. It writes both Bia coming into the land of Israel, and it speaks about the idea of dwelling. So how can Rabbi Shmuel learn out that whenever the Torah writes to dwell somewhere, Rashi spells it out as V'hechi yalef minei moshav below Bia Dilma haidem afaris be Bia sa'aretzu delo boi lemeimar kol makom shatem yoshim aval moshav below Bia. Maybe he said Moshe without the word Bia, then it would taka mean even Chutz La'aretz. Again, what it's saying is, how is it possible that Rabbi Shmuel is darshaning that wherever the Torah writes Moshe Voseh, Moshav, a dwelling, even if there's nothing written about Bia, that it's talking about also, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael after the settlement and not the entire world. Says Gemara, Hachika Amar. This is what it means to say. Lelamed is coming to teach. Shekol makom shenemar bia umoshav. Whenever it says both, enu el achayusha v'shiva divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Only after, then the mitzvah is only applying after they're in the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he means to say over here. Says Gemara Yachi, if that's really the case, if that's what you want to say, that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about only where both bia and moshav are written, then how can we explain the end of the braisa which says Amar Rabbi Akiva? Hare Shabbos Hem Rabo Moshavos V'Amar Lo Shabbos Kal V'Chomer Hi. And he says, well, Shabbos is a Kal V'Chomer. Namely, Anna Bia Moshav Kamina. I said only Bia and Moshav, which we don't have by Shabbos. It doesn't say both of them over there. This is Gemara Chad V'Od Kamar Le. He said one thing and another. He said, Rabbi Shmuel is saying one thing, the Chad of the Anna Bia Moshav Kamina. One, you know, I was talking about a case when it says Bia and Moshav, not only Moshav by itself, but it's by Shabbos. V'od deka amart hare Shabbos shenemar b'moshavos Shabbos kal v'chomer hi. And furthermore, even if I meant Moshav by itself, you coming to say that Shabbos, which it says Moshav, isn't really a question, because we know Shabbos, we can learn out from a kal v'chomer. Frek the Gemara, b'may kemiflegi, what exactly is this machlokas, Rabbi Kivim, Rabbi Shmuel? Says Rashi, ma ra'a Rabbi Akiva, shalo lamad ki Rabbi Yishmael. Why didn't he learn like Rabbi Shmuel? The Kivim dechsiv bia u'moshav ba'aretz ka'amar. Since it's bia u'moshav, it's talking about the land, ba'aretz ka'amar, la'ach yirushav yoshvea. B'may kemiflegi. They're arguing about whether individuals would bring Nisachim in the Midbar. We know that certain carbonates they brought, when they would bring, they would also come along with it. Let's say the carbon tamid, they also brought Nisachim that came along with it. The question is whether a Yachid brings an Ola or Shlamim, whether they also would go ahead and bring their Nisachim as well with it. Says Rashi, V'alfagav d'chziv b'miluim, v'zeh asher tasem ha'mizbech, v'kziv b'y Nisachim, ba'ola satamid b'karben sibor, hu dahava. That's only b'karben sibor. Aval echidem lo nischayv b'nisachim, ela mibiyah sa'aretz v'eilech ha'acha yirusha v'yoshveha. So now, Rabbi Shmuel Savar lo kirvu Nisachim b'midbar. He holds that they didn't go and bring Nisachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Kiva Savar kirvu Nisachim b'midbar. They did bring Nisachim in the Midbar. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is going to understand the concept Moshevoseha, the idea of your dwellings. It doesn't mean anywhere at all, but it means your dwellings, meaning the settlement of the land of Israel, and that it was only once they settled the land, and that's when it happened, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. And he says, anywhere you live, even before the land is settled. Amar Abaye Haitana Devi Rabbi Shmuel. We have another version of Rabbi Yishmael. He says, the Bible says, this Tana Rabbi Yishmael Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. He mentioned, we said earlier, that Rabbi Shmuel says that it only happens when the settlement of the land, when you have the word dwelling with Bia as well. Mapik mi'idach Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel. That will knock out another one who learned out a Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel. Hol v'nemru Bia spetor stam. Since we found the word Bia that comes going to the land of Israel, without saying anything else besides that, and then the Torah goes and specifies one of these after coming to the land of Israel, and that's talking about, Rashi says, Gabi Melech Ksiv Kisavo El Haaretz V'yirish V'yirashta V'yoshavta Bav Amarta Asima Alay Melech. He says, Pulit Melech V'yir V'yav Machas V'yir. So Afkol Achei Yerusha V'yishiva. So we learn out that anytime is that Lashon of coming into the land, is only after the land is owned, is we take possession of it and we sell in the land. So according to this, Rabbi Shmuel says that when it says Bia by itself is enough, that it's only once the land is settled, only that word by itself. So clearly this one goes against this. The Idach, the other Tana that we brought just a moment ago, he would say this idea by a melech, which says, you know, possessing the land and setting the land, that doesn't apply to other times when it says idea of abiyas aretz. It's its own particular law. Why? Mishum to have a melech ubikurim shnei ksuvim abayim keechad. The idea of melech and bikurim are two psukim that come to teach you the same din. Like we learned before, any time two psukim teach you the same thing, we don't learn from it to other things as well. Rashi brings down because by kurim also v'haya ki savo la'aretz the parish ba nami yerusha v'yosheva. We bring both of them. It says v'idach, and the other time over here says no tzrichi. You need to write both of these. Therefore, it's not considered shnei psukim b'avim yachad. Dikas v'chanam melech v'lo kasav bikurim. Would have just read melech v'na bikurim. Havu ni bikurim the kol mishani la'alter. Since bikurim you get enough from it right away. Therefore, you have a chiyuv to go bring it right away. Vikas of Bikurim, velokas of Melech, and if it would have just written Bikurim and hadn't written Melech, Havamina Melech, the Darko Lichbo Sha'alter. I would have said that in the case of a king whose way is to go and conquer, then therefore it only applies to him, but not to Bikurim. So the Torah had to write both of these cases. Therefore, it's not Snake Supa Bon Kechad. And therefore, we learn out that any time it's going to have these two things written, it's going to apply to all cases like that coming into the land. V'idach, what does the first Tana say back? He says, "Nichtav v'chmana melech v'lo bai bikurim." Not sure. You could have written melech and not bikurim. V'anamina, and I would say that it applies automatically to bikurim because of the kal v'chomer the umam melech the lichpoch la'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. We know that it's the way of a king that to go and conquer, and we go and we set him up immediately. We come into land, and the Torah, nonetheless, delays the obligation to appoint him until after we go and take possession, we're Yoresh and we settle the land. Bikurim lo kol shekein, it's not true to do the same thing by Bikurim, because there's no reason for Bikurim to apply right away when we come to the land. So why the Torah have to write the idea of Yerusha and Yeshiva by the case of Bikurim? Didn't have to write it. Therefore, it's considered Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Keechad, the name of Lamdan. V'idach HaNamun says back, no, Ikas of Hachi, if the Torah would have written it like that, like you're saying, and it would have said straight up, Yerusha and Yeshiva, only by the Melech, and not by Bikurim, then have a mina midi dehavi achala. And I would say that Bikurim applies immediately coming into land, just like it's true by the mitzvah of chala. Rashi says that kol modem she's chayv ba miyad. Everyone agrees it's immediately. The chsev in the pasuk bevoachem when you come into the land. V'tayana mishuna bios zu mikol bios shebatorah shenemar behen ki yeviacha. Kisavo, v'kan nemer bivoachem, not when you will, but when bivoachem, v'kim v'chabon eschayv, meaning you come in. Kamash Malan, therefore comes to tell you that the mitzvah bikurim doesn't start until after Yerusha, v'yeshiva, and all that stuff over there. And since you have to have that also, it has to be said by both of them, therefore it's not considered shnei ksuvim, abayin echad, both of them have to be written out. Says the Gemara, nahot, nahot, adal. Backing it up just a little bit, you said that whatever's on the body is both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Moshav de kasav achmana gabi Shabbos lamali. Why do I have to have the word by Moshav by Shabbos? We know that's something that's dependent on the person, not on the land. And You don't have to have the word Moshe Sosei over there because we know it'll apply everywhere. Hazamar Itzrich. We need to write it even though you make a valid, solid point. Why? Second day techamina hol ubinyana de moados ksiva. I would have thought that since Shabbos is written with all the other moados and of all the holidays there, tiboy kiddush kimodos, then we would say that it needs to be mekudosh just like the other holidays. Kamash malon, you don't need that, says Rashi, right? Whatever your dwellings, it's going to happen automatically. Rashi says, tiboy kiddush beizdin velo noig kiddush ela biyehuda kedomer besanhedrin kol jrishos shata dorish yu bishcheno shel makom. So, says the Gemara, Kamash Milan, that you taka don't have to do it by Shabbos. It's an automatic thing. And the Gemara goes, but Moshe of the Kosher Achmana gabi chelev v'dam lamali. Why do you have to have the word Moshe by chelev and dam? Says Rashi, chukas olam adorasechem, chom Moshe v'sechem, kol chelev chodam lo sechelu. If we know that applies to a body, we don't have to write this all together. Says Gemara, it's we have to write it. Kasat chemina, hol bin yonad de carbonos, give us this, written all with the carbonos over there. Therefore, bizman the ika carbon nitzachil of adam is one second carbon low. Only if there's a carbon, then it's going to be awesome. If not, then not. Kamash Shemalon comes to tell you, in all your dwellings means that it's at all times, even when you're outside of the land of Israel, no matter where you are, it's going to apply. Then, in fact, the Gemara, Moshav, the Kosev Achmana, Gabi Matzil Marilamali. Why do I need that? Obviously, we know it applies to the body. Rashi says, "B'chol Moshe Vaseichem Tochlu Matzos." You don't need to say "B'chol Moshe Vaseichem" because we know that it's on the body. If the Gemara, it's a chinuch writer. Kesaket the chamina hol v'kisiv al matzos marim yochlu. It says that you should eat matzah with maror. Bezman dika Pesach in bezman like a Pesach low. Only the time you have the carbon Pesach, you do this. But if not, then no. Kamash b'lam because to tell you "B'chol Moshe Vaseichem." No matter where you find yourself, you're going to go and you do it. Now, what about Bia, the Kosev Rechmana, Gabi Tefillin, and Petach Hamor, Lamedli? Why do you have the word Bia, Abai, Tefillin, and Petach Hamor? You don't have to say it anymore. These are things that even outside of Yisrael, you don't have to say anything about the land. And for the Gemara, Humi Bailey, Lechetetana, the Rebbe Yishmael, Asay Mitzvah Zu, Shebeshvila, Tikanis Laritz. What it means is do this mitzvah of Kadasi Kobachor, because of that merit, you're going to enter into the land of Israel. Okay, my friends, we're not done, but we're going to stop over here. Till next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.